Universal Circus performed their first show in Atlanta in 1994. Cedric Walker started the show with a dream to showcase black talent. 20 years later, the circus visits 25 cities annually and even tours internationally. Many have praised Universal for championing diversity in its act. But animal rights activists and the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, say the circus is known for animal suffering. Based on a former Universal Circus employee's sworn affidavit, PETA has submitted a formal complaint asking the U.S. Department of Agriculture to investigate allegations of chronic abuse and neglect of the elephants supplied by Bradenton-based Jorge and Luann Barreda to Universal Circus. The whistleblower reported that elephants were routinely struck with bullhooks, weapons that resemble fireplace pokers with a sharp steel hook on one end. Here's Jared Goodman, who spoke to me from PETA's office in D.C.
According to a former Universal employee who came forward to PETA last month, the elephants provided to Universal by Bradenton-based Jorge and Luann Breda are frequently struck and jabbed with weapons, exposed to weather extremes without adequate cover, and are really denied everything that's natural and important to them. They spend most of their time on hard concrete, barely able to move. And these conditions are well known to result in painful foot problems and arthritis, and are actually the leading reasons that captive elephants in the U.S. are euthanized. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, which is charged with enforcing the Animal Welfare Act, has actually repeatedly cited the Berettas for failing to provide proper foot care to these elephants.
PETA says that circus acts that force animals to do unnatural tricks are becoming a thing of the past.
Well, the public is starting to view animal circuses as relics from the past, and because they're completely dependent on these sharp metal bullhooks and electric shocks and whips to dominate animals and keep them as essentially servants. PETA certainly is opposed to all animals in circuses, and Universal Circus and the Breda should be ashamed for keeping these magnificent elephants in leg chains for 24 hours a day.
The Universal Circus contracts out these elephants from the Breda family, and they also contract tigers and a cougar from Maitland-based Mitchell Kalmanson, who PETA says is a frequent violator of the Animal Welfare Act. I asked Goodman what circus goers can do to stop these abuses.
It's as simple as not buying a ticket. Instead, send your family to a circus that doesn't use animals, or find some other kind of non-abusive entertainment. Even Universal has been able to take animals out of their lineup for international tours without having any ill effects whatsoever on the circus's message, entertainment value, or audience approval. So these animals are not needed. It's cruelty, plain and simple.
This is Eva Gray for WSLR.